This is Radio Alpha, broadcasting every Monday evening on 90.2 MHz VHF. That's right, this is Phil James here with Tim Gordon, and for the next 2 hours we've got the Rock News Show. And included in the show tonight, we've got the Gig Guide and the Rock News, we've got the Almanac, we've got a TV theme competition, we've got a featured album from Duran Duran, and we've got all your letters, requests, dedications, and I even thought we had a phone number, but a bit more of that later. Well, you see, what we think is happening is that we've got a rather strange sort of number tonight. The number we've been giving you, we've tried phoning ourselves and we can't get through. So, Richard, are you doing some silly things to us, or in fact is your number out of order? So we won't give the number, we'll try and check that out, and if it is duff, we'll see if we can arrange another number for you. Meanwhile, here's Thelma Houston, and Don't Leave Me This Way. Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. If we have actually got trouble with Richard on the phone, then I'll tell you what, we have got another number that Alan said we could use tonight, so just to get you prepared, if you can't get through on that one, we'll be using yours. Meanwhile, here's a track from Natasha, and this is Iko Iko, and the other version, apart from the Bell Stars. Got two records out at the same time, the same track, one by the Bell Stars and that version by Natasha. In fact, if I remember rightly, that version by Natasha is actually higher in the charts than the Bell Stars, and it's the Bell Stars that's getting all the airplay. Never mind. Stranger things have happened at sea. Getting down to some of the letters from this week, I had a lovely letter from Jo English down in Teddington, and she says all sorts of things, and she's very flattering about Radio Alpha. And it goes on and on and on, and well, she's not too nice about one or two other people, but I won't go into that here. But she does say that she seems to remember a while ago that we played a track off the Motels LP, the one that has Total Control on it, and please play something sleazy in your show. Courtesy of Meg Mortimer. Dedicate it to all us mugs taking biology on the 9th. That's the day after tomorrow, my God. And to me, and tell Steve not to forget to phone. Oh, we've got the Radio Alpha message service going here. So don't forget to phone Joe. All right, Steve? Well, we haven't got a track from the Motel. She does say that I can play something equally sleazy if I want to. Well, this is somewhere nearby. This is Ian Dury, Wake Up and Make Love. It's 9:10.
Gift for womankind. You're still asleep, but the gift don't seem to mind. Rise on this occasion, halfway up your back, sliding down your body, touching your behind. You look so self. I won't disturb your rest. It's lovely when you're sleeping, but wide awake is best. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love.
Wake up and make love with me. I don't wanna make you, I'll let the fancy take you. And you'll wake up and make love. Against my body, get me where you want me. What happens next is private. It's also very rude. You have another sleep, love. It's me that needs it most. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. I don't wanna make you, I'll let the fancy take you. And you'll wake up and make love.
Especially for Joe English and all their friends who are taking biology on the 9th. Oh, isn't it terrible? Having to revise for exams in this weather? Oh, my heart bleeds for you. No, it does. I feel very sad, I do. I know what it's like myself, yes. I'd like to tell you a little story, actually. This is a special dedication, the next record. A guy called Jeremy, otherwise known as Jasper, who was making an attempt on the longest radio show in the world over the weekend. He started late on Friday, and he was due to go through to Sunday evening and do sort of break the record, which is something like 48 and a half hours. And apparently this note says that he was doing all right on Sunday. But I've just heard that he didn't quite make it, and in fact he was carried out on a stretcher unconscious before the end. So he didn't make the 48 and a half hours. That's because he was playing the wrong sort of music, you see. He wants stuff like this from Monsoon. This is specially for you. If you listen next week, I'll play you the beginning as well.
Realize the truth, you guys are-
That's a lovely track. That's Monsoon and Shakti. It's not surprising, actually, with all the Indian exhibitions and everything, that we're having a slight phase of Indian rock in the music at the moment. I was saying about this guy called Jasper. I'd just like to wish him all the best if he's still flat on his back. And if he isn't, I hope you're enjoying the show. You're listening to Radio Alpha every Monday evening between 7 and 12, broadcasting on 90.2 megahertz VHF. And I didn't even say thanks to Mark and Steve, did I? Thanks for a lovely programme. And I wish someone would tell me what's going on, because you probably know better than I do. You know, we've got one or two problems with the phones. Yeah. Or I think we do. I mean, you may know better. You see, if you've got through, you know that there isn't a problem with the phone, don't you? But I don't. I wish someone would tell me. So, we'll find out in a moment. Oh. Record always gets me. When you're listening to that and the vocals come in on one ear. Oh, there she is again. Feels like someone's whispering in your left ear. If you've got the headphones on that way. Have I got them on the right way round? Oh, yes, I've got them on the right way around. That's unusual. Tim will be with you in a moment for the rock news, but first we've got a track from this week's featured album, which comes from a band called Duran Duran. Now, I don't think I need to tell you much about them. I mean, you've all heard the singles, and you know they're extremely popular. Well, this is an album from them, and I thought I'd play you a few tracks. Unusually, recently, actually, this one's got quite good sleeve notes on it, in that they do actually give you the words so that you can and sing along. Apart from that, it's not too informative, except it tells you who is on it and who plays what in sort of vague order. It doesn't tell you actually what the band play, it just lists them, and then they've got a few extras tacked on the end. But it's quite a good album. I thought the first track I'd like to play for you this evening is the title of the album, and it's called Rio.
Yeah. Yes, must say I'm pretty impressed with that. Didn't think much of the single, but if the rest of the album's anything to go by, then yeah, that's a goodie. Duran Duran and the title track Rio from their new album. And gonna head into the rock news spot. The new Bow Wow Wow single, which incidentally Mr. Phil James will be playing later in the programme, entered the national top 40 last week. Nothing remarkable about that, but I wonder how many people will feel ripped off when they take their copy home and find that the B-side is absolutely blank. RCA are the first record company to issue the one-sided single in this country, although CBS have already experimented with a product in the United States. Retail price will be around 99p, which is not a lot cheaper than a normal single. RCA Managing Director Don Ellis said this week, "Obviously we can't just halve the price because costs are fixed whether there's a B-side or not, but we have been able to reduce the price by negotiating a lower royalty with the band and taking a smaller profit ourselves." Another RCA spokesman said, "It offers more realistic value for money. It is not a cynical move where we're trying to rip anybody off. It's cheaper than a regular single, and the reason it's cheaper is because it's only got one side." Well, I still think it's a rip-off. What do you think, Steve and Mark?
I'd agree if I knew what you were talking about.
Oh, alright, fair enough. The new Bow Wow Wow single, which has only got one side to it.
Rip-off.
Yes.
Absolutely terrible.
Absolutely, there you are. We all agree,
actually,
yes.
Being sort of into jazz funk, I reckon the B-side's brilliant. Sorry.
Fair enough. Right, from Bow Wow Wow to Otway and Barrett. John Otway, now recovered from the stomach ailment which hospitalised him recently, has decided to split from Wild Willie Barrett yet again. They are playing two final dates as a duo at the Winchester Theatre Royal on June the 18th and the 19th. Then Otway will be concentrating on his new solo album, which he claims is called All Balls, No Willie. Apologise to Roger Barry there, but that is the honest truth. Heart, who supported Queen at Milton Keynes last Saturday, have their first studio album for 2 years issued by Epic this weekend, and it's entitled Private Audition. Before I go into a little track by Heart, I'm reliably informed that we have a new phone number, and it is 767-2481. So if you had a little bit of trouble with the phone number earlier, now we've got an absolute 100% reliable, no problems, new number. The number again, 767-2481, and if you'd like to ring in with your dedications, then you can speak to Alan. Meanwhile, as I said, a track coming up by Heart, and in my humble opinion, the best thing they've ever done. This is Crazy on You. From their very first album, that's Heart and Crazy on You, and that album was released way back in 1976, 77, something like that anyway, and that features the combined talents of Nancy and Ann Wilson, Heart, yes, great band. Just give our phone number another quick plug. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 767-2481 and bung an 01 on the front of that if you're outside London. 767-2481. Pete Townsend's second solo album, 2 years after Empty Glass, is released by Atco on June the 18th, with a strange title of All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. And if you want to know why they have slant eyes and buck teeth, then the best person to ring is Alan, as I say, on 767-2481, because I'm sure he told me that one originally. Anyway, the LP contains 11 tracks, all but one of which are written by Townsend himself. Elvis Costello and the Attractions' new LP, Imperial Bedroom, continues the country and western orientation of the previous album. The new material is issued on June the 25th and features 14 new Costello compositions, plus one by Chris Difford of Squeeze. A single is released this week, the A-side of which is called You Little Fool, and it's back with two previously unreleased numbers on the B-side, Big Sister and The Stamping Ground. Last week, Genesis brought out a new double album called Three Sides Live, which is odd because all four sides are in fact live, and were recorded during the band's Autumn 1981 tour. Tracks appearing on the LP are Turn It On Again, Dodo, Abacab, Behind the Lines, Duchess, Me and Sarah Jane, Follow You, Follow Me, Misunderstanding, In the Cage, Afterglow, One for the Vine, Fountain of Salmasis, and a medley of It and Watcher of the Skies. I haven't got hold of the album as yet, but in the meantime, let's have the studio version of one of these tracks, one which originally appeared on the Wind and Wuthering LP. This is One for the Vine.
Was there more? This is me. The show.